So I'm just going to start off by introducing myself. My name is Lauren Booty. I am a third year student at Guelph here. Today is August 4th, 2022, and we're interviewing for the Hear Hear Arboretum Project, collecting interviews to collect memories within the Arboretum to then use as oral histories. So if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Lilia Sharp, and I got married in Arboretum on June 23rd, 2001.
So if you want to just describe where we are and what you're looking at.
Right now we are on the back of the center at the grounds where the reception, the actual wedding was. So the actual gazebo wasn't here when we got married. There was nothing there.
That's amazing. So, and what happened here for you? Your wedding was located here.
Yes. When we were looking for the venues to kind of decide what we wanted to do, somebody kind of just said, hey, check out Arboretum. So when I came in here, I really liked the grounds. I knew that I could do everything in one spot. I wouldn't have to go places to do, because we could have a wedding on the back lawn, we can have a reception in the hall and take the pictures in the beautiful gardens. So we had outdoor wedding, obviously, so we had everything set up at the back with me walking out of the back over there with our ministers actually standing in front of that big tree. It wasn't us, and there was no gazebo, like I said. It was like we had our own little gazebo with a little table, you know. We had a nice string orchestra playing for everybody, and when we were walking, that's what the music that was for our walking in. The one thing that somebody said, like through the wedding, the biggest thing that I remember, like after all the stress trying to figure out everything, organizing, getting stuff, I remember walking in into the center, looking at everything and just kind of like having this big it's done, it's here, the weather is good, because we were worried being that we are going to be outside, if it's rain, how is it going to be like? So there had to be plan B, this and that. So when everything was perfect, I literally just kind of said, okay, we're good, let's go. So and one of my friends said, when the actual minister said to us, you know, like, I pronounce you husband and wife, like, we had clouds, like, so the clouds would like cover the sun every so often, but she said when he said that, it's almost like by miracle the sun came out and shined right on us. She said it looks so amazing, which I didn't see it, I didn't notice it, because I was too much of a like, okay. We had a like, after the ceremony, after the actual wedding, the guests enjoyed the music and they enjoyed the drinks, while we went to the grounds to take the pictures, like with everybody, like family, friends, and bridal party and stuff like that, you know. So, and then after that, we come back and had a party.
That's amazing. Yeah. And did you have any affiliation to the Arboretum prior to choosing it as your venue? No, nothing. No. Have you ever been here before?
No.
No, okay. So you heard it through someone else.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I am like, I was born in Ukraine. I moved here when I was 18. So like Guelph, I moved to Guelph and I was only here for a few years. So I've never heard about Arboretum, so I was really excited that somebody suggested it, and everything was so perfect that I think my husband was really emotional on the day, because we, you know, like, you have those stages where you go through all these weddings, and we had like a lot of them the prior year, and some of them wonderful weddings, some of them were like, why didn't you even bother getting married, you know, like, and stuff like this. So he was really stressed out, how is it gonna be. So when everything just, it was like smooth like butter, like to everything worked out to the perfection,
meant to be.
Like almost you would say, you know, like. So and when he had to do his speech, like, he just couldn't stop, like, he was so emotional, and I was just kind of like holding his hand, and it's like, okay, that's enough. it's okay. The biggest one, though, everybody's like, oh my God, Peter was so emotional. It's so cute. And I'm like, okay, stop talking to him. I need him to compose himself. There's other things we need to do, you know? So I kind of end up being really like this, pretty much. Because I'm like, okay, everybody leave him alone. Let him, you know? Because, yeah, so he was really excited. And, like, the reception was wonderful. Like, we had from... thinking, oh, my husband's like, oh, nobody's gonna say anything. Oh my God, the speeches wouldn't stop, you know, like, and just everybody. We had people coming from England, so that was really, because my husband's family is from England. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to have anybody from Ukraine, but at least he got somebody. So, and I was funny with my mother-in-law, because she kind of said, this is just formality, just to send in a card. I don't think nobody come. And then I got a call, two people coming, and then call, four people coming, and then six people coming. But I think they had a great time, you know, like they really enjoyed it, because it's such a beautiful grounds, like with the way everything's set up. And we had like nice spots. Our photographer picked these beautiful spots to take pictures, and just kind of one of my bridesmaids, her dad, his friend, had this really old car, so he brought it for us, and he parked it further down there. Then we took pictures. Like, boys looked like they were gangsters, like when they just had their like vest on it, standing by it, you know, like with, like, you literally, you just need to keep them one of the Kalashnikovs, and they're like, you know, there goes the one of the mafia. So, yeah, no, it was amazing. Like, and the biggest surprise for me was too, my husband is very shy, but you know how you have to do the whole take the girl, you know, stuff like this. And you know, I was expecting, you know, just like whatever. That, well, that I got a shocker of my life. He's all about organizing it with the musician, of a DJ, you know. So like when it started, I was sitting in like in the middle, and next thing I'm like, where's Peter? What is going on? And then here he goes with his jacket, and he just does this little strut, you know, like throw his jacket, and, you know, slides on his knees, you know, like do his old little thing. I was like, where's Peter and who are you? Because this is not what I expected. So like there was lots of like little surprises, and I think everybody had a great time. It was a magical night. Like it's funny, after a year the wedding, like when I watch, every time driving by and I see couples getting pictures in University of Guelph, and I was tearing up, because I'm like, I had my moment. It's done, you know.
So. And yeah, speaking on that, have you returned often? What does it make you feel like to come back now and see it how it is, see the gazebo?
I think it's amazing. Like, I'm happy that they're improving everything, you know, making it better. Because I think, for me, this place is so magical for the fact that I had, like, the best day of my life here. I mean, 21 years plus 9, so 30 years now going, you know. We are still married, you know. It's been, you know, touch and go, but we are. So, but it's just that with the pictures, I hadn't had a lot of chance to come here, but we did a couple years, actually, during the COVID, just walked around, and I was like, wow, like the grounds, the roses, the whole setup is just getting better and better. I think this place, and especially since they changed the carpet, I think it's amazing. So, I think this place is, for me personally, it's like I always keep it dear to my heart, because it's like it's been such a wonderful experience for me.
Yeah. Let me find something else.
Like, I have a picture actually of
it. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's my husband right there. So that's like,
these
so
are such good pictures.
Like it's right there. This is just so this is kind of like the hall look.
Wow.
And that's looking from the table. like, I made sure that there was so much, like, the key was, for me, I think, it was
this is getting, gorgeous.
The chair covers.
Yes.
Because they took away from the carpet.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, and the, all the stuff, and, like, we were sitting on the top, just like they have it, you know, like, have that little laid off, and, yeah, so...
That is amazing.
So, and this is, like, where we got out.
Yes.
So... And then the
That's
windows were closed.
So nicely put together.
Yeah, and I had like I had this I don't know if, Monty's flower place.
Yes.
I know they're closed now. Yeah. But they're the one who provided us with the flowers. So
that's
they had this
amazing
Eiffel Tower like vases, which is again that's another significant thing for us because he proposed to me in Paris.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. So this is kind of as you can see. This is the
gorgeous
the grass when we walk over there, and there's a gazebo.
Your dress was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my gosh, and I love the purple. My gosh.
Yeah. So just kind of like that's kind of the car.
Yes.
The cake. We just had a little table on the side for designing.
That's beautiful.
You know, and see that there's the tree. Like, see how everything look how everything's like so
a little bit higher.
Yeah,
yeah,
way
That's
more
insane.
Than that. So, yeah, and this is like the like some of the stuff I didn't see these guys anymore.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't know where that is anymore.
Yeah, but
either.
That was like just further down that way.
Yeah,
you know, so it's yeah. Oh, and against
the car.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, that's the car.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's us, kind of like. So that was the car we took a picture, and
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
There's a voice.
Oh my gosh.
Like, don't that's tell them. Awesome. That doesn't look like Italian mafia.
No, that's so good. It's so good. And the girls by the car.
Yeah, we.
These are beautiful. It looks like a gorgeous wedding.
Yeah, we had. I was pretty happy. I like that.
Your dress. Oh my gosh, you look like a princess. That's amazing.
So I think I can see why my husband got really.
Yeah. Like, so well, it looks like a beautiful day. Right here. There.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything was here. Like I would not change or. Do anything different.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. I really, really, really
That is amazing.
The day, so.
Wow. And have you had any other experiences here or just the wedding?
The wedding was
the wedding was the most significant.
I mean, we've been here with my husband like on his motorbike just kind of to have lunch, you know, to sit around. Brought kids because we have two. They're now big, 20. And 18, you know, but
that's
amazing. Wedding is the biggest thing for us. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to share at all?
No, I think people should, like, I don't know how many weddings do they get in here, you know, but I hope that everybody have just as amazing experience like we did.
That's
you know?
Amazing.
And I know, like, just like said, the weather, because it's just everything, one beautiful package here. That's all I can say, you know, because we had Guelph, University of Guelph catering here. So that's kind of like supported local, supported Guelph University and this facility, like to make it better.
It's huge.
You know. So
absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I think that wraps up our interview.